With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Schools may be out for the summer, but major planning is underway at the school district of Rhinelander. This spring, voters approved a $26 million referendum to make major facility upgrades and expansions. WXPR's Katie Thorson checked in with the district superintendent to get an update.
The school district of Rhinelander will be making major changes in the high school and James Williams Middle School over the next couple of years. At the middle school, there will be a new, more secure entrance, as well as special education and art classrooms. At the high school, the tech ed spaces and equipment will be updated, and there will be an addition of a construction lab and auto lab. The science classrooms will also be upgraded. Superintendent Eric Burke says staff has been meeting with Bray architects throughout the summer to get their input.
Bray is able to show examples of what's been done in other schools. We've also have gone on tours of other schools, but really getting their thoughts, like what do you currently have and what do you like about it, and also what do you dream about for your schools, for your buildings, for your classrooms, for your students. So they've been very involved.
The majority of the construction is being paid for by the $26 million referendum voters approved in April. Local businesses and community members have also been contributing, especially in the tech ed spaces. Dr. Lee Swank contributed $500,000, which Burke says has been critical for getting grants like those from the Department of Workforce Development that require matching funds. The district was recently awarded $46,000 from the DWD to help purchase 3 laser engravers.
And some of these engravers are bigger, so we can do bigger things with our students and our projects. So the students design what the images are going to be, then they put it on whatever the product is with these engravers. And they're learning tons of obviously creativity, problem-solving skills, and this type of product is used currently in the workforce, so it's great for our kids to learn how to use it.
Construction is expected to start in April 2025, with a goal of wrapping up by the end of summer 2026. Burke says a large part of the planning is to make sure it doesn't disrupt classes. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
75% of zip codes in Lincoln County qualify as a child care desert, meaning that there's little to no access to quality child care. St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Merrill wanted to do something about that, so 4 years ago, they operated a daycare in their basement. They currently take care of 24 kids, but their wait list is over 40 children deep. This is Pastor David Zito.
The need is high, which is why St. John and the daycare expansion community decided maybe it's time to build on and eliminate this wait list.
They want to create 6 classrooms protected by a lockdown security system with an indoor flex space and a playground area. Their new facility would be able to support up to 70 children of different ages. Rough estimates for the total cost of the project are around $3.2 million. Mandy Wallace is one of the organizers.
This isn't just any old cookie sale, right? It's a capital campaign, so it's going to take a lot of effort.
They're asking for community financial support and in-kind donations to make the upgraded center a reality.
We have some really amazing daycare options available in the Merrill community. We just don't have enough of them. So that's what the whole thing is. That we're trying to do is. And I think that's important.
You can keep up with their project by following their Facebook page, St. John Building Campaign, Eliminate the Waitlist. We have a link to their GoFundMe on our website, WXPR.org. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office released the names of those involved in the deadly 3-car crash in Hazelhurst Friday. Gregory Bone and Audrey Bone, both 70 years old and from Hazelhurst, died in the crash. 85-year-old Jonathan Kopchinski of Hazelhurst was injured in the crash and taken to the hospital. 23-year-old Brandon Bowe of Arbovita was treated on the scene. The sheriff's office says the Bones were on Highway 51 waiting to turn into a driveway when they got hit from behind. Their car was pushed into the other lane where it hit another car. The crash remains under investigation. Police officers from many Wisconsin locations are helping with security efforts for the Republican National Convention taking place in Milwaukee. Marathon County Sheriff Chad Billups says he and other law enforcement leaders across the state have been in contact with Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman for the last year regarding the security detail.
He discussed with us the needs of the city of Milwaukee and then asked where we could help. And that's how this began.
Phillips says security plans for the event have been in place for months, and many of the details are on a need-to-know basis.
All of that has been worked out on the front end so that our people can go down there, do their job, and get back home safe.
Officers from the Marathon County Sheriff's Office and Wausau PD are helping secure this week's event. Phillip notes that the local governments aren't being reimbursed by the city of Milwaukee for those salaries. The Republican National Convention is underway in Wisconsin, and the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump is a focal point. Voters and academics also wonder how democracy is being defined amid turbulent political times. Mike Moen reports.
There have been calls from both parties to tone down the rhetoric after the weekend shooting, but they're still finger-pointing, with Trump supporters saying he's been demonized by those who say he's a threat to democracy. And in condemning violence, many Democrats say Trump has contributed to the hostile environment himself. Mary Anderson, a voter from Arborvitae in northern Wisconsin, agrees the mood has grown overly toxic.
And there's no compromise. No one can talk to one another. It's just so polarized, and it's getting worse.
Anderson, who has had family members vote Republican, doesn't like Trump's overall tone, saying he's too focused on grudges. Political scientists say the democracy debate is in a deep stalemate because voters no longer have a shared vision of how it should function. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.